You're beautiful. Happy Monday. It's Monday, so you know what that means. It's time for Get to Know Night, that somewhat weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions, so let's just jump right into it, shall we? The first question I have is from Jackie. Jackie asks, okay, serious question. What shape are your glasses? Mine are circles, and I think everyone should have a pair. It's giving Arthur from PBS Kids. I used to have a pair of circle glasses. I picked it up last time I went in to get my script. What am I wearing right now is the just very traditional, very boring rectangular black glasses. Like, they're the standard, stock standard glasses that you just see. I don't know. They're the first pair I picked up whenever I got glasses. I don't know how many years ago at this point. But yeah, when I started wearing glasses, these were the pair I got first. And every time I get a new pair, I just basically get the same thing again. And then I always try to look for like a fun pair. And then I inevitably don't wear the fun pair. And I just go back to the boring everyday pair. But I know the circle glasses are out there. If I find them again, I'll wear them again. People like them. People said I looked good in them. But I just, yeah, I don't know. I like what I like. And I just love these glasses. They're my go-to. Yeah, so. But I do like circle glasses. I think circle glasses are super cute on girls, too. So it's a very good glasses choice. Anyway, thank you so much for the question, Jackie. I really, 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 really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, kind of a question, but I remember a while ago you had a video on YouTube that was you reading Hemingway poetry. I love listening to it, but I can't find it anymore. Do you take it down, or do you even ever have a video like that? I did have a video of me reading Hemingway. It's a long time ago, I feel like. It got taken down. I remember YouTube flagged it for one reason or another, so for that reason I took it down. That being said, I think it's on Patreon. And if it isn't, DM me, and I will look and see if it's on a hard drive anywhere. People have been DMing me a bunch of audios that they can't find on Patreon, so if you can't find an audio on Patreon, please DM me. If you know the title or the description, both those things can be really helpful, and then I can look to re-upload. Because I've been going through and trying to make sure that everything's on Patreon this past month, so I'll keep doing that. But yeah, I'm almost certain it's on Patreon, and if it isn't, please DM me. I really will look to see if I can get back up on Patreon. So thank you so much, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Lisa Joy asks, hey Kay, you don't have to answer all these, as they're just pure curiosity. I hope you're having a great week. I really appreciate that. So the choices are coffee or tea, Coke or Pepsi, morning or evening, and then ideal sleeping conditions. I'm going to say coffee, Coke, evenings. I like mornings. I really do enjoy mornings. I just don't go to sleep early enough to enjoy them. If I went to bed earlier, then I would be enjoying my mornings more, but mornings are a time where I'm usually trying to catch up on sleep. Ideal sleeping condition. Cold. The colder, the better. Like, yeah, it can never be cold enough. I think comforter for sure. Plenty of pillows. White noise. Yeah, white noise is nice. Yeah, I really like white noise. Actually, I'm thinking about it. I really need it. Like an AC running or a fan, just something. If it's like dead quiet, I don't know. It's hard to sleep. But yeah, those are usually the things I like. Cold, blankets, pillows, and then white noise. White noise for sure. I think you just need something to keep it so your mind isn't like overthinking, especially when you're going to bed. Like white noise really helps with that. So yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Lisa. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, have you ever been on a cruise? If so, where and what cruise line? I'm thinking about booking a cruise soon, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions. Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been on a cruise a couple times. I've done the Caribbean a few times. I've done Mediterranean a couple times. I've done Alaska. I think that's it. Yeah, I've done Alaska, I did with Princess, the Mediterranean, I think I did with Princess both times, and then the Caribbean I've done with Carnival, and I did a Royal Caribbean and the Caribbean. Out of all of them, I think I enjoyed Princess the most. But I think it's also the location too. Like, I really had a lot of fun in Europe, and Alaska was beautiful. So I think, in my opinion, I think the best thing you should do is look for a location, like where you want to go, and then look at what cruise companies cover those things too. Because I don't know if Royal Caribbean does the Mediterranean. Maybe they do. I don't know. You'd have to look. But it also depends on what kind of experience you want. Like, are you looking for excursions? Are you looking to like hang out on a boat? Like, those things really should inform what cruise ship or what cruise line you pick, you know? But yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of fun. I think you'll have a lot of fun if you go on a cruise. I loved going on a cruise. I think it's such a good time. My favorite is going on a cruise with people who aren't cruise people, and then they become cruise people by the end, which is always so much fun to watch. But yeah, cruise is a great time. I highly recommend a cruise vacation. So I hope that helps. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Lavender Hayes asks, "Hey Kay, I hope you're doing well. I remember you did a football by my side. I've done another one recently too. Is there any other sport you like? If so, what is it? Please say hockey. I'm a diehard Rangers fan, so that's the only acceptable right answer. Please, let's watch the Stanley Cup Finals as a by my side if you can. I hope you have a wonderful day. Also, what kind of sports did you play growing up other than football?" I'll do the last question first. So I did track and field, cross country. I did football. Did a little bit of basketball, but not like a serious capacity. Baseball. When I was younger, it was like baseball, and then it became football. Those were my sports. I never really did hockey. I wish I did hockey. I would have loved to do skating, not roller hockey. Like, I would want to do it on ice. So one sport I wish I played. It would have been a lot of fun to play hockey. I love watching hockey. Hockey is probably one of my favorite sports, especially watching it live. Watching live hockey is so much fun. I don't think there's any other sport that like kind of compares to the hype of live hockey. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think, is there any other sport? I mean, I guess soccer sometimes can feel like the same kind of energy as live hockey. But live hockey, I don't know. I love hockey. Hockey's great. Can we do a Stanley Cup? Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. If I can get a good background of a game, then maybe I will. It won't be the whole game. It might be like a period. But yeah, for sure. I would love to. Also, I was going to say, it depends on who makes it to the Stanley Cup too. But yeah, well, that's a whole separate conversation. Anyway, thank you so much for the question, Lavender Hayes. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Miss Midnight asks, "Do you consider midnight morning or night?" Oh, it's night. So here's how I denote it. It is day the second I see the sun. Once the sun rises, so like 6 o'clock, 6:20-ish, I'd say it's the next day. Before that, it's still the day before. Your day ends as soon as the sun rises on the next day. That's how you know it's the next day. But yeah, midnight's still the day before, and it's still night. So yeah. Thank you so much for your question, Miss Midnight. I really, really, really appreciate it. Gabby asks, "Hey Kay, I hope you're doing well. Random questions. What's your most prized possession? What piece are you in Monopoly? Twisters or Red Vines? I know you love D&D. Have you seen the movie? Did you like it or was it ridiculous? I hope you have a great day." Well, thank you, Gabby. Most prized possession? Probably my hard drives. Hard drives are, yeah, there's years of my life on those. So yeah, definitely hard drives. Monopoly piece, I'm going to say Top Hat or Race Car is probably my go-to. Twizzlers or Red Vines, I'm going to upset some people. I'm going to say Twizzlers. And then D&D movie, I actually really liked it. I went into it not like expecting to like it at all, and was pleasantly surprised by it. It's not a perfect movie, but it's pretty good. And also Simon from Bridgerton's in it, which I was surprised to see. So yeah, I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. Thank you so much for the question, Gabby. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Tiara asks, "Where did you learn how to treat women the way you do? It's beautiful how you show love and appreciation for women. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I don't know, where did I learn it? I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's just golden rule. Like, you treat people how you want to be treated, and kind of, I don't know, I feel like you should try to love unapologetically, especially if you feel that way about people. And yeah, I'm not entirely sure. I will happily give all the credit to all the women in my life. I think, I grew up with a lot of women around me. A lot of my support system when I was younger were women, and, you know, they treated me with so much kindness and empathy and love that I just, I don't know, I'm very, very grateful, very, very, very grateful for the women in my life, the ones who have made just huge amounts of difference in terms of just so many aspects. So, how can you not show love, kindness, and appreciation and support to people who've just done nothing but do the same back to me? So, yeah. And then just two other questions. Let me get to those. Do you shop at Trader Joe's often? If so, what's your favorite thing to get? And what's your go-to snack for a road trip / flight? Trader Joe's. I don't have a Trader Joe's nearby anymore. I wish I did. I used to live so close to Trader Joe's, but it was a nightmare because of the parking lot. But yeah, it was really, really, really close. It's not anymore, which is a shame. But what did I get? I used to get teriyaki chicken. I used to love the teriyaki chicken. It was so good. Also, the bag of rice, the Trader Joe's bag of rice that you can microwave, is so good. Like, it is the best bag of microwave rice, I think, like, on the market. It was amazing. It was always sold out whenever I go. I was always very upset. and then the last question is go-to snack for a road trip or flight. So for a road trip, candy cashews from Buc-ee's is number one. I don't know about drinks. Drinks, I'll drink anything. If I'm driving and it's long hours, maybe an energy drink. Yeah, it's like an energy drink and then candied cashews from Buc-ee's are like my go-to. That's for drives. And then for flights, I'm just usually getting like a ginger ale or a Coke, and that's usually when it just like comes by. I don't remember the last time I brought something onto a plane. Yeah. Yeah, I usually am getting stuff on the plane. But yeah, my go-to on a plane is usually like a ginger ale. Ginger ale on a plane is really nice. Thank you so much for the question, Tiara. I really, 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 really appreciate it. Let's see. Ella asks, do you believe there's a healthy amount of jealousy in a relationship, or do you view all jealousy in a relationship as negative or a red flag? I think jealousy is appropriate in a certain phase in a relationship, you know? Like, if you've been dating someone for 15 years, I don't think there should be any amount of jealousy. Like, at that point, jealousy should have, like, there shouldn't be situations that create jealousy. I think jealousy only occurs when you haven't nailed down the specifics of a relationship. Like, jealousy is the fear of, I don't want to say the relationship not working out, but it's like a fear of losing the person to somebody else, you know what I mean? So there shouldn't be that fear in a committed relationship. Like, if we've been dating for a year, I don't think there should be anything that should create jealousy. Like, and if you're doing something that's creating jealousy, I feel like we should have a conversation about it and talk about it and then like discuss it and then come to a resolution. And so it's not going to be like this thing that looms over the relationship, you know? But yeah, I at least that's in my opinion. I think jealousy is something that really only occurs in the very early phases of like getting to know them and like before we have labels and we've really locked down that like what this is. So I think that's where jealousy lives, at least for me. And then outside of that, I don't really see jealousy outside of that space. You know what I mean? So yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Ella. I really, really, really appreciate it. I hope that made sense. let's see. Oh, Bianca asks, are you a fan of big gestures, like candlelight trails to the bedroom, random flowers? Oh, yeah, for sure. I love giving big gestures. I love receiving big gestures. I think they're wonderful. I think it's important that you give them, like, from a place of love. Like, I don't know. There's something that really bugs me is when people only do big gestures when they are in trouble. Like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of guys only do big gestures, like, you know, they did something like they fucked up. So they're like, I got to do a big gesture now, which I don't think is the spirit or the space for which big gestures should occur. I think you should do big gestures just show someone how much you love them without it being like a response to anything. Like, I feel like a lot of times people do big gestures as a response to something, like, oh, I made a mistake here and thus I have to do this big gesture now. Like, in that, I don't love the spirit of big gestures in that way. But if it's like just organically because I love you and I just want to show you how much I love you, like Valentine's Day, you know, here's a dozen roses for each year we've been together here, and like just put it around the bedroom, like, love it, beautiful, amazing. So like I think the spirit of the big gesture matters a great deal more to me than just the gesture itself. But yeah, I love a big gesture. I love giving a big gesture. I think that they're really sweet. So yeah, thank you so much for the question, Bianca. I really, really, really appreciate it. When's the last time you lost the game? Said Anonymous. Just now, I lost the game. Thank you for making me lose the game. I have not lost the game in a couple of years, maybe a year and a half. It's been a while. You have to go back to Get to Know Nights. I know, I think the last time I lost the game was Get to Know Night. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, that's really good. You're very lucky. Continue to live in that ignorance. It's a better place to be. man. All right. Let's see. Anonymous asks, did you have any imaginary friends growing up? I did. I think I had one. I don't remember my imaginary friend's name, nor what they look like, but I know I had one. I don't recall much about it, but I'm almost certain I had an imaginary friend. I think it was a stuffed animal. I think the stuffed animal was alive. And if that counts, then that was my imaginary friend. It was like a dog. Because my parents refused to get me like an actual dog, so I had an imaginary friend dog that I believe talked, if my memory serves correctly. I don't know if I have that dog still. I'd have to ask my parents, because it would be, yeah, they would be the only people who have it now, if they still have it. But yeah, it was definitely a dog. I think it was an imaginary friend dog. So yeah, thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Jules asks, hey, Kay, do you think you'd ever make an audio in the future where we take care of you for being sick, like the type where you throw up sick, or is that just completely disgusting? For me, I love to comfort you through that, and I completely understand if it's not everyone's cup of tea. I think the only reason I haven't done that kind of sick audio is I haven't been sick like that in a long time. I can't remember the last time I was nauseous or had food poisoning. But if I ever do get food poisoning, I will be more than happy to do food poisoning, taking care of your boyfriend audio. Usually when I like do sick audios, it's because I'm legitimately sick. Like, I am, like, 9 out of 10 times if I'm doing a sick audio where I'm the one who's sick, it's because I'm sick. I'm either currently actively sick or I just got over being sick. Like, those are the two states where I do sick audios. I'm like, oh, this is the universe telling me that A, I need a rest, and B, I need to make a sick audio, is whenever I get sick. So, if I ever get food poisoning, I will definitely do a sick boyfriend audio like that. But short of that, maybe not. I don't know. I might. I think I've done audios where you've been sick like that. I don't know if I've ever done an audio where I've been sick like that, but I'm more than happy to consider it and like think about it. So yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Jules. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Amina asks, in an you stay, I go scene, you staying or you going? Also, what song would save you from Vecna? What song would save me from Vecna? Mr. Blue Sky, Electric Light Orchestra. That would be a great Vecna song. One, because it's upbeat. I think you got to have like kind of an upbeat song for your Vecna song. And two, cinematically, I think it'd be pretty good. Wouldn't be terrible to get the rights to Mr. Blue Sky. I feel like we can get the rights pretty cheaply. So for a Vecna scene, I think it'd be pretty good. Also, I think you could shoot it really good. Like, it'd be fun to shoot the scene to Mr. Blue Sky. So yeah, there's a lot of reasons, but I'm going to go with Mr. Blue Sky. So thank you so much for the question, Amina. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, do you know all the phases of the menstrual cycle and what they entail? I think I do. I think I could answer that. So let's start from the very beginning. So we'll start with day one, which is like your period. So your period has just started. That can run anywhere between like 3 to 5 days. I know for some people it can be as short as 2 days, and for some people you can bleed for as long as 8 days. But that's like the first stage. And then during that stage, oh man, I used to remember the name of it. It starts with an F. I can't remember. But during that stage, there's another stage that's running concurrently that runs all the way up until ovulation, which I don't remember the name of right now. It escapes me. But then obviously like day 14, although I know like it could be, you know, it could be as early as day 13. It could be as late as day 17. But in this middle window is when you ovulate. So the egg drops. And then that's when the luteal phase begins, which runs all the way up until your period starts. So I think I got all of it. I'm trying to think. Am I missing anything? No, I think I got it all. Yeah. yeah. So thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really appreciate it. Oh man, the name with an F is really eluding me. That's going to really fucking bug me. Oh, someone in the comments, please, please, please put what I'm forgetting so I don't go insane. And with that, that brings us to the end of Gets to Tonight. If you have a question you'd like for me to answer, please feel free. There should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever safe word question you like. Anyway, I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.